You're listening to the audio production of Finding Gobi, A Little Dog with a Very Big Heart, by Dion Leonard with Craig Borlase, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Simon Bubb.
Finding Gobi, A Little Dog with a Very Big Heart, by Dion Leonard with Craig Borlase. For my wife, Lucia, without your endless support, dedication and love, this never would have been possible. Prologue. The camera crew finished up last night. Someone from the publisher arrives tomorrow. I can still feel the jet lag and other side effects of 41 hours of travel in my body. So Lucia and I have already decided to make this, our first run of the year, an easy one. Besides, it's not just the two of us we need to think about. There's Gobi to consider. We take it easy as we pass the pub, drop down beside Holyrood Palace, and see the clear blue sky give way to the grassy mountain that dominates Edinburgh's skyline. Arthur's Seat. I've run up there more times than I can remember, and I know it can be brutal. The wind can be so strong in your face that it pushes you back. The hail can bite into your skin like knives. On days like those, I crave the 120-degree heat of the desert. But today, there's no wind or hail. There's nothing brutal about the air as we climb, as if the mountain wants to show itself off in all its cloudless glory. As soon as we hit the grass, Gobi is transformed. This dog that's small enough for me to carry under one arm is turned into a raging lion as she pulls forward up the slope. "Wow," says Lucia. "Look at her energy." Before I can say anything,